Right. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Happy Monday to you. Who's on so far?
This is Hi, Esther.
It's Gwen.
Hey, Esther.
Hi, Mike. It's Gwen.
Who's kicking us off today?
Well, nobody wants to go.
John's always willing.
Yeah. I don't have much, so that's why I'll go first. My girl's getting settled in. She moved down from Nashville, so she's not getting started till the day on the call. So that's
till
pretty
today,
much my,
till when?
Till today, this evening. She had
okay.
to get her kid situated and everything else. He's 6 years old, so.
Yep.
So that's really my update, man. I ain't got nothing else, you know, working on these maps, geo maps, and working on some of my other deals. So
don't downplay it. You have the first salesperson you've ever hired is about to jump on the phone this afternoon, this evening.
Yeah, I'm eager. I'm so eager, man, because
it's a big deal.
This weekend passed, and you know, I had a relapse, getting sick, and so that kind of sucked. But other than that, man, yeah, I'm ready. Got one closing Friday, and another one in escrow. Title's ordered, so. Yeah, I'm ready to add some more on top of that. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a huge step.
Yeah, it's just not happening. I got kind of frustrated because we had a little lack of communication. I thought she was going to get started earlier, but, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, like you told me that I'll know
right.
within the first 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, you'll know in 10 days. You'll probably have a gut feeling by the end of the week. Would be my guess.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. It's a big step. This is like trying to get your first deal closed, hiring your first person. I mean, it's a big step. Whether she works out or not, John, it matters, but it's fairly irrelevant because now you've been through the process, understand what it works, you know, what it looks like, how to bring somebody on. And your mindset will forever be different, right? It's like the first time you get a deal closed, it changes your mindset. It's like, hey, I can do this. The first time you hire a VA, right, we've talked about it on here, your mindset changes that, you know, next time you go to do a task, you're like, wait a minute, I don't have to do this. Why don't I pay somebody $10? They'll have it done for me. I can keep plugging away over here, right? First time you hire a salesperson, this is a big deal. I mean, this is how, you know, if you don't want to build a job, which nobody does, but a lot of investors end up doing, this is the thing that they never do. Never hire a VA, never hire a salesperson. They just say, oh, that needs to be done. I'll take care of it. And then 3 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, they say, well, crap, that's not, you know, this isn't what I intended to build.
Yeah,
so,
well, I've been raising my hand to those statements you make for 4 or 5 years.
Anyway,
so
yeah.
Here I am. But, yeah, what is
deal.
The – You know, I'm trying to pin her down on when she's going to be doing it and giving her a schedule, and she seems to think midday is the best time to call, so I don't know. I kind of think it's mid-morning to midday and then in the evening is my opinion.
Is she willing to be a little flexible on trying to?
Yeah, because, you know, she has her other gig going where she trains her little real estate salespeople, so, you know, she does that too. So,
yep.
So, yeah, she's flexible. So I told her to try both and see what happens because, you know, a lot of people don't like getting calls after 8 p.m., and I know I don't. So,
right.
You know, when I'm not working, but most people wouldn't want calls after 8 p.m. So I told her to try that and see what happens.
I think that's about the courtesy cutoff somewhere in there, about 8 o'clock.
So.
Yep.
So,
yeah, as long as she's willing to work. I mean, what's cool is you guys are on the same side of the table. So, you know, you're both, the better she does, the better you do, vice versa. You want to help her succeed because when she wins, you win. You know, you're both working towards the same goal. So as long as she's, you know, willing to give you some feedback and try a couple different times, but she'll get a hold of people.
I mean, do I need to try to be calling people myself in the same at the same time? I mean,
man, if you, I mean, that's the thing. If you've got some time, there isn't, you know, and if your closings are ready and you've got buyers for your deals that are already under contract, which I think you do, there isn't really a better way for you to spend your time.
I just want to kind of include her to, you know, to keep her, you know, keep her hooked and keep her going too. So I want to get her involved in it. So I don't, but then again, I don't want her to burn leads either. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. She's going to go through a couple. It's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it's part of bringing on a sales team. Nobody's going to be, you know, obviously she's going to be as poor at making these calls as she's ever going to be when she makes the first couple, and that's just reality.
Yeah. Well, so, I think she's pretty sharp, though. She's
well,
the,
yeah,
she's
that's
pretty
the
quick.
Thing.
She's pretty quick on her feet during the interview. She had the.
Yeah.
I gave her
fine.
Some questions that I didn't that I don't think she would have been prepared for, and she answered them pretty squarely. So
she'll do fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that's phone sales, right? Any kind of sales, somebody that can think on their feet. That's
right.
A key one, right? You can't get stuck there for
well,
30
I mean,
seconds thinking about
that's
their
where
problem.
I that's where I have to, you know, I talk slow and sometimes I think slow. So.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Yeah, she's moving down here too, so.
Hey, be ready for if if you're 5, 6, 7 days into this and it's not feeling right, be ready with plan B. Get that ad out there again. Start having conversations.
Yeah, I've got applicants too, so already. So
yeah, perfect.
I'll follow up with them. Okay, man.
Perfect.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Nice job. Salesperson starting today. Big deal. Good stuff. Who else? Steps 3, 4, 5. Anybody in the middle of deals? Deal eval. Want to run a question? Team members.
It's
I can field
Quinn.
Golf questions too. Just kidding. Hey, Quinn.
What's that?
Oh, I can field golf questions too. Yeah.
Golf questions. No doubt. Okay, so why would a man like Tiger Woods drive drunk? Just kidding. Anyway.
Hey, Mike, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia, I'll get to you in just a second here.
Okay, sure.
Hey, we're interviewing Josh, I think, hired somebody else today, and then we're interviewing another girl tomorrow. She's actually coming to the office to meet in Live Oak. Josh and I live an hour apart, so we do deals within about a 60-mile radius of Live Oak, Florida.
Yeah.
So
you let the first gal that was making calls go, is that correct?
The first four? Or so. Something like that. I don't
know. So, yeah.
I know it's been more than one.
How many have you gone through? That's a valuable number. I mean, sometimes you get it right the first time, but.
Well, the first girl we got, she was really good. She has a problem showing up or actually, she's just, I kind of sat her down, had the conversation with her. Hey, you're really good at this. But I need you to do what you say you're going to do, and nothing changed.
Right.
And she kind of weaned herself out. I didn't really have to do anything. She just did it on her own. And then I tried a couple other girls, and they just, a couple hours. This ain't for me. Fine.
Yeah.
Move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up, because some people may be thinking, well, I'm going to hire somebody. That means I might have to fire them, and that's that can be a scary process to go through. With salespeople in a role like this, that'll be the more common scenario where they just kind of duck out, let themselves go. I mean, you can just ask the simple question, hey, how do you feel, how do you think this is going? Is it working out for you? Typically pretty easy conversations. It's not too often you'll have to force somebody to take off when they're 1099. They'll just volunteer.
Yeah.
So anyway. Go ahead.
I started my first storefront business when I was 14 years old. So I've been hiring and letting people wean themselves out for years. So
yep.
It is what it is. But this is a little different because it's a little easier, honestly, because you know, you don't see them every day. You don't, whatever. So.
Right. So when do you two have somebody new starting this week?
Tomorrow.
Nice.
Two new ones
tomorrow.
I got two of them coming in right back, one right after the other one. And I'm,
nice.
I got them 2 hours apart, and then I've got them both staying there for a while, making calls at the office.
Yep.
So we'll just run it. We'll bring lunch to you. Y'all sit here and let's see what happens.
That's right. I'm come buying lunch today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, good stuff, guys. So a couple tomorrow. Do they have a – what does their background look like? They have experience in anything like this or just phone sales in general?
One of the girls works – she worked in for making all kinds of sales calls for DirecTV, and she done stuff for AT&T and seems like one other place. She's like three or four different places. Now, the other girl, Quinn, knows her background a little better. What was her background, Quinn?
She's an appointment setter for a hairdresser right now.
Okay.
A guy that kind of is like popular in our area or whatever. But before that, it looks like she was in mobile home sales of some sort. So, mobile home sales lot or something, which would be the third one of those that we talked to. So.
Here's what's kind of interesting. So I've talked to a couple sales managers over the years that have managed large sales teams, not just in real estate, but any industry. And it seems like, right, you're hiring somebody, you want to go for 30 years phone sales experience, yada, yada, yada. I've heard from more than one person that they like somebody newer, you know, not that there's any kind of age discrimination going on, but somebody that's maybe a little bit younger who you recognize talent, but they maybe haven't done this before. And the reason for that is if you get them in and get them some, you know, above average training, which you all can provide, hand them some great leads, and they start seeing the kind of money that they can make here as opposed to, you know, grabbing a job at $12 an hour. You know, they've been able to create boatloads of loyalty and really low turnover just looking for talent. So don't necessarily, as you get feedback on these ads, if somebody comes in and they don't have 25 plus years of phone sales, don't necessarily count them out. It's really the personality that you're looking for, somebody that's coachable, that's sharp, that can pick up on it. But you get somebody into a couple closings and you send them, you know, whatever their 10 to 20% is, $1,000, $1,500, $2,500 check. And all of a sudden they think, they see, wow, I've never made this kind of money before. I'm not going anywhere. And it creates this cool loyalty. So anyway, side note, you're looking for talent in the application and over the phone. Don't just say, you know, don't just let current experience be the guide. Also, kind of a rule of thumb, not always the case, but somebody that doesn't have 25 years phone sales, maybe a little bit easier to coach and train in your system. Kind of that, you know, hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yep.
So, anyway. Cool, guys.
That's good stuff, yeah.
That's a big deal. Two people on the phone tomorrow.
Yep.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What else is going on? Has that been the main focus here? I know we've been talking about it a lot lately with you two.
We're flipping a mobile home tomorrow too. We'll make three off
it. How'd
that come
about? Are you looking for it or just came your way?
I'm not sure if she got my number off of Facebook, Craigslist, or something like that. Maybe one of our signs, or I'm not sure. She just, I need to ask her.
I probably
only talked to her on the phone for 5 minutes, and then I just had other people go out there and do the rest. So,
you know, once you know, I mean, that's cool. Once you know how to buy low, right, evaluate, find a buyer, I mean, these methods, they go across whatever you want. I mean, it's the same process, different commodity, right? Exact same process. So
that's easier.
Kind of funny. It's a it's a pretty common story about, you know, hey, I was moving in this direction, and then so and so called me up. And right, you have to make the determination. You know, is this in line with what we're doing? Because at some point, as you start moving forward, and the faster, you know, the more momentum you have, it's harder to say no a lot of times, because opportunities are gonna start coming from a lot of different directions. But
man.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's funny. You guys say, hey, we don't do mobile homes, but we understand the process. You're gonna go make $3,000 on. That's cool.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Nice.
You know, we have that sales guy who's working just off a percentage. He got an offer the other day, and you know, it was a property that we picked up off an old lead. You know, I talked to the guy several times, and I was like, "All right, the market's moving a little bit. We'll take it. It's a two bedroom, two bath, half of a duplex for $30,000." He got an offer for $32,000. And he was like, he's pretty ecstatic about it, you know, and he's like, man, I can close one. I'm like, look, yeah, and you can probably get more if you keep marketing it, because right now we're waiting on some paperwork to clear the title. I said, just keep pushing it, you can put
it
under contract and move to the next one. Whatever you want to do, bud, I'm good with
right.
it. So he's pretty stoked about that, you know, about
That's
being
cool.
able to sell that.
That's cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
you guys.
I never seen it.
Even better.
I've never seen any of it.
when you get a salesperson moving, we were just talking about this with John. Somebody new is probably going to burn through a couple leads, but do whatever you can to get that first paycheck in their hand as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Because you want to talk about something that'll build loyalty and stickiness, you know, with people in your company. Get a paycheck in their hand. I'm turning one. I mean, you know, they're still saying, hey, I've never done this before. These people seem legit to work with, but, you know, when that first check shows up and gets cashed, it proves everything you told them. So it's a big deal. Help them out up front.
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff, guys. Anything else? Good updates. You're gonna have two people on the phone by Thursday. So
tomorrow.
By Thursday's update. I mean, for office hours. Looking for some good stuff. So I'd say at a minimum 15 to 20 under contract would be the expectation.
Oh come on, let's go 20.
Nice. All right, guys. Olivia, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just going to give
you
an update on my progress or so.
Yeah.
I just got a bunch of really good skip traced leads in today.
How many?
13.
Okay.
And then that's been a duplicate. You know, I'm ringing them out. So I feel confident. I haven't had a chance to call. I was calling for sale by owners today, and there were some good deals on there. So I'm just waiting to hear back. And my bird dog is stepping forward. What we decided to do, because he was a general contractor in the area.
Yep.
He's happy to get $5 for a new house, and he will hunt the owner down and talk to the neighbors and then make sure I've got a good phone number with the house, and I'll pay him $5 a house instead of $3.
Okay, but there's some research coming with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got the PVA, and he's on Intellius and everything.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to the public library and just make sure I get the right owner.
So that's the scenario that we were emailing back and forth about, right, out of the coaching center?
Right, and I –
Coaching,
right,
okay.
And I told him – I told him, too, that for each house we close, he helps me – he gets the right information that closes. I will pay him – I'll pay him $250 a house.
Okay.
And he was fine with that.
So, yeah, to catch everybody up, Olivia sent an email in saying, hey, I found somebody on the team, a bird dog, who wants to do a little bit more. How do I pay him? And I, you know, we tried to point Olivia in the right direction. At the end of the day, you know, the answer was create the win-win. What do they want? What do you want? It sounds like this is a valuable person to the team. There really isn't a right or wrong answer. You know, Ben was asking, he wants to pay $2 a lead for a bird dog instead of three. And we said, hey, that's fine if that works. You know, at the end of the day, create the win-win. That's business 101, right? What do you want? What do I want? Let's find the middle ground. And if that person's valuable, and Olivia saw value in this gentleman, so he's got some GC background. He's hunting down bird dogs. He's doing some skip tracing. You know, sounds like a pretty valuable guy to have on the team. And then she wanted to pay him per closing, which is fine as long as they have a little JV agreement when that thing goes to closing, or they've got, you know, a little arrangement. He's a part of Olivia's team. Then you can pay at closing. So, you know, we were just telling her, same old conversation, make sure there's an agreement in place so you're not cutting them, you know, $250 from a closing because he's not a licensed agent. So, but yeah, what, find the win-win. That's what it's right. all about. So,
right. So yeah, I trust him. He's hungry, you know, and
yep.
What was he gonna do? Also, he's made some calls. He said, I'll make calls. I said, no. You've got to have a script. He has my same personality, which is not sales.
Yeah.
And so he said, well, I'll just call and just see if it's the right number. And so
yeah.
we decided his script would be, I'm the field representative for Hot Deal Properties. And,
okay.
And he's going to, you know, see if people are interested and then give me the call.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, when he gets a live one, you hate to waste that and say, oh, we'll call you back and never get a hold of him. So I'm not opposed to having somebody checking numbers in that fashion, but be prepared with a little script that when he gets somebody on the phone and it's the right person, you know, you hate to squander that chance because that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about is getting the right person on the phone.
Yeah, it is.
So...
So,
yeah, think that.
So what's your advice?
Think that
then?
One through. You know, it's either get him on the phone with a decent script where he can
okay.
actually ask some questions and get some details on the property, or it's don't get him on the phone at all. And if you're running
okay.
sales, great. If somebody in the future is running sales, great. But then you know exactly what to say when you're on the phone.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
it seems like
know,
a
was,
it.
Yeah.
It
Go
can't
ahead.
Be. Oh, hey, I got you. Yeah, this must be the right number. I'm so-and-so field agent. We'll call you back later. I mean, that's just – there's nothing credible about it. So just think that process through. And, you know, you're the one driving the boat here. So if the two of you have a conversation about it, that's fine. But ultimately, this is – you're generating great leads, and you want to maximize the return out of those, obviously. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I think he was just seeing if they're a working number. And hey, you know, I don't know. I'll talk to him again. He's flexible. And you know, I think
yeah.
I had to move to get an acquisition person on the phone. And one of the gentlemen, I believe it was John, was going to share his ad. Someone has had a successful ad. Could they share it with us that they're putting out there for
an ad for who? A salesperson?
Sales rep? Yeah. Sales call.
Yeah. I'll make a note. Rob shared his, too. He's got one online, so I can send those to you, Olivia.
Okay,
I think I
didn't
actually,
it.
Didn't yeah. Didn't I turn it into a PDF and put it in the coaching center? Can somebody verify that or deny? I
oh,
thought
no.
I did.
I don't. That doesn't ring a bell to me. You sent it directly to me.
Okay.
How do you hire a salesperson on Craigslist? Yeah.
How do you what?
How do you hire... you know, a salesperson off Craigslist, like all these guys
yeah,
are doing.
I've got Rob's that he put on Indeed, so I'll get it out and I'll turn it into a PDF. But
okay.
Olivia, worst case is go to a different city than where you're going to post. Go to Craigslist, jump into the sales section, read a couple, and say, "Oh, I like that one." Don't
okay.
plagiarize it, but copy it, make it your own, and then post that. I mean, it just
oh, yeah,
you know.
Good.
Just a little bit of resourcefulness will take you a long way. Don't reinvent the wheel. Take somebody else's and just make it yours.
Great. Great idea. Okay, thanks.
Yep. Because that way you'll get, you know, you can see Rob's. I'll post that. I'll make a note here, like I said. You can read a couple others. But, you know, these big companies are paying people thousands to put a good ad together, and you can just go grab the format, change
okay.
up the wording. You know, make it relevant to your business and just, you know, R&D, rob and duplicate, right?
Right.
But don't plagiarize, because this is being recorded.
Right. Okay. Got
nice.
It. Thank you.
Hey, good stuff. Let's get that number of skip trace leads up. This is all about number of phone calls with where you're at,
yeah.
Olivia. So, I mean, you've made the offers. You know how to have the conversations. You know how to say, yeah, you know, if I offered you 10 grand, would you take it? So this is all about numbers and getting on that phone, whether it's you or somebody else. I think for now it's going to be you, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, for now. Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Who else is on? I heard a bunch of people
Mike,
chime in.
Mike.
It's who?
Hey, Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike Page, fire.
Is Rob buying 2-1s in Memphis?
He'll buy whatever, yeah. How big is it?
650 square feet.
What is it rent for? It's probably a little small, but...
Looks like they're renting for, there's one like literally right next door that's on the market on Zillow for $650.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll look at whatever there. They're either pulling them down or they're building a buyer's list of turnkey buyers there. I was hoping you'd say it was a little bit bigger. You can add a third bedroom, but $650 is pretty tight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. And I can't get a good value. Redfin has it at $29,000. The estimate is $35,000. But I look at the houses that I've sold in the last, I guess a year ago, they're selling for, like, I see some for $10,000. I see some for $15,000. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I tell you what, put together what you have. Send it to the coaching email. Brad was in Memphis all last week, but he's back in the office. He just works out of the office with us, so... you get it over, and if he's not there, I'll email it to him, but I'll just go talk to him about it.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool. She's asking me. I finally got a hold of somebody. Yeah, first time I got a hold of somebody.
Okay, cool. Send me what you have.
Okay.
Yep. Beautiful. Any other questions, Mike, or updates?
Nope. I set up my lead swiper campaign. I finally went through that little tutorial, set that up. That's working great, but I mean, tons of stuff coming in on that. I just need to keep getting through this list. I did contact a VA company that's based out of the Philippines. They do a flat $6 per hour.
Okay.
She says they have experience doing skip tracing. They use White Pages.
Yep.
Hopefully that works. That's probably where I'm at next.
When Rob goes through Intellius, the numbers don't work. He goes back to White Pages Premium. With his VA, he just has her run it through the second service. So I know those are the two he's using. How many, how many vacants do you have, Mike? You have quite a few, don't you?
Yeah, I probably have 300.
Okay. How many are skip traced at this point? Are you just getting that started?
No, probably close to 100. I just haven't been going through them. That's my biggest problem. I need to do that. Me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just myself.
So you're the one trying to
Yeah, myself. I'm just doing it. Yeah, exactly. And every weekend, it seems like literally every single weekend for the last 2 months we've been gone or somebody's been here.
Here's the thing. We're having this conversation. You could use somebody 3 or 4 hours a day on the phone. You've got the full-time gig. You've got the means to bring them on. You're sitting on great leads that are just doing nothing right now. And, you know, you're getting to them when you can, but put somebody else in place. I mean, they're getting paid a percentage of what they generate.